you ever hear of people taking like their milk or their butter maybe down to
spring? Yes, and I drop, put it in water in about middle of the evening and draw some cool water up on it. Or send it to the spring and about supper time, but you couldn't keep your milk sweet till supper unless you did something with it. And I can remember when we didn't buy ice, we had an ice box and we bought ice occasionally, you know. But we didn't get it every day. The ice man didn't come over there. If he lived on the highway, he'd come down to the highway. And that's where you could get ice every day. But ice was a treat, you know, in those days. When we first married, our first 10 years I married, of course, the first thing, we bought a kerosene. We bought also bought a kerosene refrigerator. No, Kitty was spoiled. He skips right on my feet. That's why he's the only place I'm going to do.
How long have you had
him? We've had him for a good while. We had two of them. And one of them got gone.
Yeah, pretty color.
It is. It's a peculiar color.
Haven't seen too many of that color around.
No. We didn't ever let him in the house. And we fed him out there in what we built for a sweet potato house. And my husband smoked the meat in it. That doesn't have any flour in it, you know. And he shed him out of there, and that's where I kept him. Cast and fed him out there, and he didn't come to the house. And after the other one got gone, he shed him out of the potato house. He had to be fed somewhere, so I fed him on the back porch. Grandkids come and play with him. They say cats is the care of the buyer, so.
Well, let me ask you, what would you call a farm where a farmer raises his cows, you know, just for their milk and butter?
Dairy.
Or talking about the farm, you know, this the open place, maybe around the barn where the cattle could just walk around. You call that
a lot.
A lot. Ever heard that called anything besides
a lot? I don't believe I have.
Well, is it the same thing that some people might call a barnyard?
Yeah, it used to be a barnyard.
Or say, you know, the place where you let your cows graze, that'd be
pasture.
Was that usually fenced in? Or
yeah, pasture's usually fenced in now. All cows have to be kept up now. They used to go right outside.
What kind of fence? What kind of fences did farmers usually have around their pasture?
Well, when we first married, we built a rail fence. No, you don't. Of course, now you have wire. In some places, he just has like three or four strands of barbed wire. That won't keep the hogs out, but they keep the cows out.
What about talking about wooden fences? These fences that you sometimes see around people's front yards or their gardens, you know, or something like that.
Picket.
Yeah. Are there many of those around?
Not now. They used to be. Also, houses used to be covered with those. They split those boards, you know, and cover them with little shingles. Our old farmhouse still has part of it. It's in those wooden shingles.
Uh-huh. You're not talking about these things that you can let flowers run on, or?
No. They're what you make the roof out of.
Oh.
They're split out of trees. And they're about this long and about as wide as you can get them. And you put a roller over them and you come back and put another roller, you know. Wooden shingles.
Well, now, are picket fences the same thing as paling?